There have been Islamic terrorist attacks in Minnesota and New York City and in New Jersey. These attacks and many others were made possible because of our extremely open immigration system, which fails to properly vet and screen the individuals or families coming into our country. Attack after attack, from 9/11 to San Bernardino, we have seen how failures to screen who is entering the United States puts all of our citizens, everyone in this room, at danger.
Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. That's Donald Trump from a few minutes ago in Estero, Florida, making a speech in the aftermath of the what appear to be terrorist bombings in New York City and in New Jersey over the weekend, and then the stabbings that was clearly terrorist inspired in Minnesota. Brett Baer for the Fox News Channel is standing by right now. And what's interesting, watching this speech as much as we can here, I'm sure you are too, it's on your air on Fox News Channel right now, from Southwest Florida, and it does appear that Donald Trump is not on teleprompter and is trying to make an impassioned speech about how this is all Hillary and Obama's fault.
Yeah, I think he's on and off teleprompter, actually. Ro, good afternoon. I think you can see the side of the screen there. He's got the teleprompter's there. He's done this a number of times where, you know, part of the speech he delivers in a scripted fashion, but kind of bounces off and on. Bottom line is that he is taking this moment to kind of hit on this issue that he's talked about a lot, and that is screening refugees into the country. And believe it or not, you know, some of his timing has been politically pretty amazing, if you think about it. You remember when he started with illegal immigration, and then the Kate Steinle murder happened out in San Francisco, and that uproar led to, you know, kind of the issue becoming a huge, huge deal. Today, with these attacks, obviously he's talking about security, but it also comes on the day when the DHS Inspector General releases a report that says that 858 immigrants from what they call special interest countries, these are countries that are concerning for national security for the U.S., who were scheduled to be deported, actually got citizenship because of a snafu with the system, and their fingerprints weren't in the system, and they were naturalized. And this report coming out today, you know, kind of it just brings up the whole thing about, is the country well-positioned to be able to vet and screen the people coming in?
And that's clearly the case he's making. We just heard a little bit of it this afternoon, Trump's speech in Florida. He's saying that we're being too gentle on ISIS, that we're not strong enough, that our record, you know, in the past hasn't been enough to prevent these kinds of things. And he's really, you know, trying to capitalize on this situation. I saw the Fox News poll, though, Brett, that you guys had, I think it was about a week old, that still shows that Clinton has a slight edge when people are asked who'd perform better on national security and issues of, you know, terrorism.
It came out Thursday. She's up 47-46 within the margin of error of handling terrorism and national security, foreign policy. I think she's up 3. But that's, you know, right there, tied, essentially.
Yeah. It is. Now, when he was making the speech, he was encouraging Congress to declare guys like this enemy combatants, and to create a law that would allow them to declare, I'm assuming he means American citizens, enemy combatants. And that becomes that's a very sticky legal issue there. The reality here is that this particular suspect, right, is what we can call him at this moment, mm-hmm. is an American citizen, came over here as a young man, right? Came over here, I think, as a teenager, according to the report I saw earlier today. So vetting somebody who's been in the country for 10 years, I mean, there is no system for that, right?
No.
And there's no money for that. let alone if they even had a system. But how do you declare them enemy combatants? I mean, it becomes it's you know, he stands up that these are great applause lines, and obviously this is a he's there in Estero, Florida, which you and I know well as you know part of Southwest Florida. It's a fairly conservative community. It's a fairly you know, this is going to be a slightly older crowd, a pretty homogeneous crowd, and they're going to this is Trump territory. I would imagine. And it seems to me that this is, you know, he's preaching to a choir, but does anything he says about this, is any of it possible?
Well, that's really the question. What is practical? What is doable? You know, we're finding out more from federal authorities about this guy, Ahmad Khan Rouhani. And you're right. I mean, he's been here for a while. From Afghanistan. But we also know in the past year, authorities are telling us that he went back to Afghanistan and back to Pakistan. And usually those kinds of trips send up red flares and or have in the past. And we have seen with the Boston Marathon bombers how we kind of missed the triggers that the FBI had sent up. We just don't know all the details of this guy. But you're right to say that the specifics of this extreme vetting that Trump talks about are a little bit vague. But it is tapping into what is a nervousness about big numbers of people coming in from overseas.
I'm watching an interesting mechanic with Donald Trump today, too, as he's making the speech in Florida, that he's a number of times he's walking away from the podium and posing.
Posing? What's
he will walk away from the podium with his back to the main crowd and stand there and sort of pose for the people in back of him just to make these points like, hey, look at me. I mean, this is so simple, people. I don't know why you don't understand what I'm talking about. And he was and Newt Gingrich in the lead up speech to him, Newt introduced him down there. Newt made a reference to the fact, well, Donald Trump was right about this when he called it on Saturday. He knew, or Sunday morning, he knew exactly what was going on.
Well, that's
right?
And he claimed credit himself, didn't he, Brad, about it? He's saying, I should be a newscaster, I think he even said at one point, because I called this before the news. I knew it was a bomb, almost sort of claiming credit for that part of it.
Yeah. So this has also happened where he has been kind of ahead in a declaration of where the investigation is, but the investigation eventually comes to him as far as the description of it. I think it happened in Orlando as well. Mm-hmm. And while Clinton then comes out and says, you know, you really have to wait, you have to be measured, you have to wait until the investigators say what they say, that falls into this, you know, this perception that the administration really tries really hard not to say it's terrorism or to say it's anything but.
Well, now here's the question. Effort. I'm glad you brought that up because that's exactly the point here. There's a difference between because everybody in the administration, including the president today, is calling it terrorism. Everybody.
Yeah.
Now, is the argument, well, did they go far enough calling it? Shouldn't it be Islamic terrorism? Isn't that what Trump's point is that you need to declare it and define it along that line? And to me, I think that once you – that's a very slippery slope if you get on it because, you know, then what if you have another Timothy McVeigh type? You're going to call that Christian terrorism? You're going to call that anti-God? What are you going to call it? You know, it's sort of like – I think terrorism is terrorism, and we should be on the lookout for it wherever it is and however it is rearing its ugly head. And are there – you know, are there places where it's going to happen more often than others? Yes. Are there people in the United States who are going to be bent on destruction based on their religion? Yes, there are. There clearly have been these cases of it. But, I mean, there's so many other – but you can't just blame it on the religion.
No, definitely not. And I think that's what his critics are pointing, that he's painting with this broad brush. But his defense and what he says is that, you know, this isn't – Irish bombers that we're seeing, or you know, the preponderance of the threat that we face now is coming from radical Islam. It's not coming from you know, something else. It could, obviously, but he's also saying that, you know, the administration is trying desperately to portray it always as lone wolf stuff. I heard somebody on CNN say today that this could be a lone wolf that got together with three other lone wolves. What is that?
Well,
is that a wolf pack?
You know what I heard? What I heard was interesting. It's lone wolf and then known wolf. I heard that term today, known. Too. Also on CNN, known wolves. Are they, is this, and that's an interesting concept there, too, right? Because you would have the federal whatever organization, primarily the FBI, looking into these kinds of things. It would be the people that they're on their list that they're watching. Those are known wolves. And then there's lone wolves that just pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah. And so Trump points to Israel and says, you know, Israel does do profiling, but they find the people based on, you know, their threat is not coming again from Irish Catholics. It's coming from largely Palestinian terrorists.
Right.
So, you know, it's controversial, but he is saying it and people are saying, nodding their head.
They're accepting it, yeah.
That's why I wonder if this week you think, Brett, this really helps Trump, what has happened here and the reactions to it and the appearances of him being tough on terrorism or would enact stronger policies that people want to believe would be more effective.
Well, I do think that his presentation is much more aggressive, and I think it affects Hillary Clinton. Yesterday, she was very subdued and measured, as I mentioned, on the plane, talking to reporters, very kind of low-key, waiting for investigators. Today, she said, we as a country are going to smash ISIS. That's not a verb that Hillary Clinton usually uses.
Right.
And I think it's in reaction to how forceful Donald Trump has been on the terrorist issue.
No question. I saw that exact moment this morning, thought, exactly the same thing.
Well, it was night and day from the way she was on the plane, too. I think that's what was so striking.
Right. And you also don't know what her energy level is right now, to use a Trumpian term. Hey, by the way, before I know we got about less than a minute left. What do you think about Jeb Bush making the Emmys last night? What do you think about that?
I thought he did well.
I thought he did well.
Yeah.
Jeb! Exclamation point.
Yes.
Peel out.
Yes.
As an Uber driver, taking Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. I thought that was easy. You know, you can make $12 an hour
driving
for Uber. All right, we'll play that a little bit later on the Top 5 of 5. Thank you very much,
thanks, Brett.
Appreciate it.
We'll see you guys. Have
all
a good
right.
one.
Brett Baier, you can hear him or see him tonight on the Fox News channel starting at 5 o'clock.
Interesting. Fox was the only cable news station to be carrying that whole event live with the Trump speech today, this afternoon in Florida. MSNBC dropped him after 5 minutes, and CNN didn't even take him live. I know some of the news networks feel like they sort of, you know, bait and switched him last week with the whole birther thing. And so maybe, I don't know, maybe this is the time.
Payback?
Or maybe they're not going to cover him the same way. I have no idea, but it just was odd.
Well, then it
to
becomes not about news, right? It becomes about other considerations.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Violetta Powdermedic's got a lot of her own considerations, separate from the news, separate from the facts.
I don't know about that.